This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Six. Morning, afternoon, or whatever time of the day you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Oh, don't worry, Scott Hennon will be here. I'm Todd Mitchell. He's actually here, but he went to get another roll of quarters to see if he can get his microphone to work a little bit better. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text 701-226-8503. My own phone. Company pays the charges, but I own the piece of plastic, I guess. Freedom Friday! No, that does not mean you're free of Scott Hennon. He'll be here. Clint Robichaux. There he is!
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, wow. You get your Mr. Microphone tin can and string today.
Decided to do the show from the bunker. And should have been, saddle up next to Todd Mitchell, and this stuff doesn't happen. But some sort of a little glitch here.
I told you I'd protect you, man. You just get behind me, and I'll take the bullet. It's no problem. But
it is Freedom Friday today on the program, though. We're going to chat a little later on with Clint Robichaux, who's a former United States Army Staff Sergeant, received the Medal of Honor for actions during a battle in 2009 during the war in Afghanistan. Congressman Kevin Cramer recently asked him to be a guest at the State of the Union address. And you may remember he was invited by President Obama, I can't remember the year before or 2 years earlier, it was not all that long ago, and he refused. In a real classy way. He didn't do it in a way to sort of say, I don't agree with you, so therefore I'm not taking your invitation. He just said, nope. But obviously when Congressman Cramer invited him, he did end up doing it. That wasn't a big part of the story, but he was quite the attraction. In fact, obviously there's a lot of dignitaries that come to an event like that, and Congressman Cramer was saying nothing short of incredible. A lot of people familiar with the CNN profile that was done on him, and his story has been well told. He's in North Dakota now, so it's kind of neat. He came out here to work originally for KSI, a company that built platforms located out of Tioga. I think he was living in Minot, but he's working for a different company now, but still in North Dakota. We'll get his reaction to being a part of the State of the Union address, and also he has an upcoming book, so looking forward to finding that. Celebrating freedom today with a member of the United States Armed Forces. We're always just something to celebrate freedom on Fridays. A lot of times having our friend Mark Scogabo on, talking about something in the Constitution that we can talk a little bit about. So we will continue that as we go on Fridays as well, but that'll be today's special Friday treat. In the meantime, you get to tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. As Todd said, you can also text it at 701-226-8503. A couple things that have we'll quickly update a story we were talking about yesterday, and that was the fact that there was some concern over both a trip to India for what it was designed to do for NDSU, and also the travel manner and expense of President Dean Brashani to get there. And evidently, there is some work that will be undertaken by the Chancellor's office to try and get a policy together, I guess, clarify things a little bit. I forget exactly how they said it, but they backed away from the term investigation into the situation, but did say they would be, clarifying the policy, talking about it, and dealing with it. A spokesman for the Chancellor, Mark Hagerot, said there'll be a policy review because there isn't a hard and fast rule about the class in which a university president can fly, nor the amount they can spend. So they'll be dealing with it. That's where that's at. The original concern raised by Bob Scarpa, legislator, by Tioga, saying, hey, what is this? You go to India to recruit undergrads so you can get to 18,000 students. And the president has explicitly said it's not about getting undergrads. The chancellor asked that same question, just about undergrads. Evidently not grad students that are in demand is the intent of the 9-day trip to India. So that's the latest on that. We spent a little time on it yesterday. I thought I'd give you a little bit of an update. Chancellor's office said they will be doing this policy review dealing with the issue. I still don't think a president of a taxpayer-funded institution should be flying first class on taxpayer dollars. There's another argument there to say, wait a minute, we want our presidents to go out there and act first class, be first class, and if you're going to recruit the best, they want the ability to fly in style, and, you know, that's the perk they ought to be afforded. So I don't know what school of thought you have, but I'm in the one that says, you know, if you feel like you need to fly first class, go out and find a private institution, and those dollars can support that. I don't think it's taxpayer funding that pays your salary and your travel. That's a good thing to do, but that's just sort of my take on that. Another story in the news is a lawsuit that was served to Alex Yeager, the Secretary of State, yesterday by seven members of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa, claiming the recent changes to the state's voter identification laws infringe on their right to vote. This was filed in federal court this week. It's asking the court to find that the voter ID requirements passed by the legislature the last two sessions, are you ready for this, disproportionately burden and disenfranchise Native Americans, and to declare them unconstitutional and stop a Jigger from enforcing them. Okay, so how does it disproportionately burden and disenfranchise Native Americans? The 45-page complaint claims some plaintiffs were refused the right to vote in November 2014 because their tribal ID didn't list the current residential address. It says some tribal members can't afford a new tribal ID or the documentation needed to obtain a state driver's license or non-driver ID. So that's the issue here. The people that were refused evidently didn't have their current address on their tribal ID card. Were they wrong? Does North Dakota's law disproportionately burden and disenfranchise Native Americans? Unfortunately, I believe some people like the law the way it was because they want us to just... The argument always on voter ID is that, you evil Republicans, because in this case Republicans have the legislature, you evil Republicans are trying to stop people from voting. Where I happen to believe what the Republicans are doing is saying, we want anybody who votes to be able to prove they are who they say they are in a reasonable manner.
But you have to have an ID to do so many other things in life to begin with.
Precisely. So I think when you argue against this, you're saying the exact opposite of what the Republicans accused of. You don't care. You want people to vote who don't have a right to vote, or you want people to vote more than once. You want the opportunity, if nothing else, for there to be a chink in the integrity of elections. So I don't get this. Who's right in this debate? And what do you say to the argument to people who I can't afford a new ID? I can't get to the driver's license site in North Dakota. 27 of them, none on the Indian reservations. Can't get there. The lawsuit argues that Native Americans in North Dakota have higher rates of poverty and homelessness than the general population, face greater health threats, and are less likely to have transportation. It also notes that none of the 27 driver's license sites in North Dakota are located on the state's five Indian reservations. What do you think? That's something we pulled from the headlines today. And what is going on in Valley City? This one's almost hard to follow. Have you seen this story, Todd, trying to follow this baby?
What's that?
There's a resident of Valley City by the name of Robert Drake. I believe he's called the program before, citing some of his concerns. And he has a number of allegations directed at six Valley City officials, and the mayor seems to have sided with him on some of these, and some allege he's stirring the pot here a little bit. And this fella came out with some quite the interesting allegations, not following proper procedure over a sexual harassment allegation against Police Chief Fred Thompson is one allegation against the city administrator. Another allegation accusing police lieutenant of engaging in sexual relations while on duty. Another accuses a city attorney of purchasing alcohol for minors at the request of the Barnes County State's Attorney's Office or a BCI agent. Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't purchase alcohol for the minor at the request of the Barnes County State's Attorney. State's Attorney's in Barnes County said, BCI, please investigate that one. That one is already under investigation. There's others. If you're from there and know what's going on here, this is quite the story. Let us know. More coming up. Bye. 1 second.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. All right, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mike Rasmussen, Northwest Angle. Quick comment. Like you and other conservatives around the Midwest, I will support the Republican Party platform, as all those running in the primary pledge to do. Our effort should be to save our nation and dislodge that infectious cavity that's plaguing us. It's interesting to note the article, the latest one in the National Review. It's all authored by respected conservatives. In fact, last night on the Kelly File, we heard from three of them. And yes, I agree with their premise. One of them bringing up the Reagan era. President Reagan did change. He supported Barry Goldwater. He abandoned the Democratic Party. He spoke at conservative events. He proved himself and changed his colors over 15 years. But my question to the National Review is, we might not have 15 years, but let's support any Republican candidate whose primary purpose is to dislodge the Clinton machine. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair point. I think I'm in the same camp. There are concerns I have about Donald Trump and have had all the way through, but if he's the Republican nominee, full throated support. And I'll be quite honestly thrilled that we have somebody willing to take on a few bad. I mean, he gets, for instance, the $19 trillion in debt is a major threat to the United States of America. Start there. Fix that. You know, take that one piece and see where else we can go.
Wouldn't anybody on the Republican stage be better than... It just drives me crazy when you get, you know, the one side eating itself alive, when anybody on the side would be better than the other side.
Yeah, you know, and in a battle, so you're in the middle of a battle, you have, whatever, 14 candidates, 15 candidates at one point, and we continue to whittle them down. You're going to, you know, go to the wall and say, no, it's got to be my guy, and he's the guy, and here's why, and everything else. I get that. You know, and I think there's people out there that love Marco Rubio. I actually do, too. He was on Megyn Kelly last night. Marco Rubio is a great candidate. He really is. And of all the candidates, I think the one that's given the most substantive answers as well. Christie's done a pretty good job on answers as well. He's obviously more of a Northeastern Republican than I think would sell amongst conservatives here, including among myself. But I can point to people that have you know, done great things. But Donald Trump's numbers don't fall. They don't fall. There's something going on there. So what do you do?
If we're waiting for the perfect president, we'll be waiting till we're all dead. We're going to have to just simply agree on somebody. And would he not be a better choice?
Completely agree.
Let's see if anybody else does. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550.
I told you, if you put enough quarters in that thing, it would work, right?
Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Love to know, ladies and gentlemen. There is a little dust up in that. We went off in a little different direction because of the caller's comment on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 in studio. whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let me just finish on Valley City. So you have six Valley City officials being accused of several allegations by a local resident, right? And not light stuff. Sexual relations while on duty, purchasing alcohol for minors. The city attorney accused of that, an allegation of a conflict of interest against city commissioners Matt Peterson and Dwayne Magnuson, city commissioner Mary Lee Nielsen, accused of withholding information to city officials about some of these allegations. Now, again, all these come from one person. Now, that's one side of the story, right? One person accusing all these people of everything I told you about. Now 44 city officials have made a request to the Barnes County State's Attorney to have the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation conduct an investigation to see if this fellow that is making these allegations, Robert Drake, and Valley City's Mayor, Bob Workoven, whether they violate a North Dakota Sentry Code threatening a public servant with the intent to influence the actions of public officials of Valley City to obtain a favorable decision on the filing of a proposed petition to disband the Valley City Police Department. Remember that? That had to do with a concern over an incident with some kids playing with a gun in a yard. Anyway, it sounds to me like it's time for a reality show in Valley City. And if you're from there and have any idea what the heck is going on there, let us know. Head scratcher. Whew. Unbelievable. Okay, what else? Oh, so it's the Donald Trump thing. Part of what the caller was alluding to is the Republican National Committee announced late Thursday that the conservative magazine National Review, which he said he had read, has been dropped as a debate sponsor because they published an issue devoted to why voters should reject Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Sort of can't do that and then get up there and say you're going to be objective or whatever. Eric Erickson, Cal Thomas, Katie Pavlich, all Fox News contributors. Well, three of the essays from them who are Fox News contributors. And it wasn't kind. Trump fans, listen up and answer this if you'd like. Trump's liberal positions aren't in the distant past. He's openly promoted them on the campaign trail. Trump isn't fighting for anyone but himself, which has been his pattern for decades, says one of the National Review writers. Trump has responded by saying the National Review is a dying paper. Trump also claimed yesterday that Republican power brokers are warming up to his candidacy now. I want to be honest. I've received so many phone calls from people you could call establishment, from people generally speaking, conservatives, Republicans, that want to come on our team. We're getting calls from everybody. That's actually amazing. I'm actually surprised. All right. So there you got a couple of stories. Voter ID laws. Are the Native Americans in this lawsuit right to feel they've been disenfranchised? Yes or no? Tell me. Valley City, who's right? Man alive, got the mayor and one local citizen concerned on one side. You got all these other folks, the city administrator and city commission members and the police chief and police lieutenant and city attorney on another. City commissioners and everybody else. So a lot of things we are looking at in the way of news today. Now we want to find out what you think about them. Okay? Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find them on Facebook, too, North Dakota Oil Can. And you will find some things happening in communities all throughout North Dakota. Also get some stories from a factual perspective. Sometimes, especially now with the price of oil where it's at, a lot of hyperbole out there. A lot of things that are doom and gloom, so... North Dakota Oil Can help you get some factual perspective on all of that. More coming up after the break on What's on Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panelists Tommy Grisafi, Dwayne Bussey, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the five most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will provide a global economic outlook. NDSU distinguished professor and noted authority on grain marketing and international trade, Dr. Bill Wilson, will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in China and what this means for North Dakota soybean producers. Join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What you got planned for the weekend?
It's Friday, you know. By golly. Sad day in American history, actually. One of the worst in our nation's history. So try and forget that. I'll let our listeners tell me what today is. January 23rd. Bring it on. Tell me what you think it is. I want to know. That sound like a plan? I am going to take in a little University of North Dakota hockey tonight. I would say Fighting Sioux hockey, but I'd give Todd Fitz. Fighting Hawk hockey. Still, whenever they say Fighting Hawk in the arena, there's this groan, you know. I don't know how a new logo is going to fix that, I'll tell you that. Be the prettiest logo, most wonderful logo on the face of the earth. And the I had a bit of an epiphany on this, though, not to go down a completely different path than the whole Fighting Hawk thing. But I will be there tonight for hockey. And looking forward to our grandnephew is going to come along. He loves hockey, so it should be fun. The company will be great, and the hockey will be wonderful. See what you think of this theory, Todd. So I think the name is so bad that, you know, there's always been this debate. I mean, you're just against Fighting Hawk because you want Fighting Sioux to come back. You don't like Sun Dogs because you want Fighting Sioux to come back. You know, that's kind of the argument from people, right? The move-on crowd, right? I actually think, and judging by the fan reaction to this, this plays. I have something to back me up on this. I think it's so bad. The name Fighting Hawk itself is the best chance that the Fighting Sioux name comes back at some point. That's my theory. It's just so bad and so disliked that it, at some point, some way, somehow, somebody's going to say, let's start over here. Let's figure this out. You think I'm smoking something, or you think that has a possibility? What do you think? You don't want to answer that question, Todd? You're unavoidably detained? I'll let the listeners answer it on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay? All right. Todd is there. Manny just turned him down. You and Manny got something going? You've been
fighting? Oh, okay. I was told I'm off the show, but if I'm on, I'm on.
Gremlins are taking you over now?
Gremlins, Pacers, Hornets, whatever AMC makes.
Yeah.
70s car reference.
Yeah. No, I got it. Totally got it.
Some fighting hockey tonight, huh?
Ah, there you go. Yep, exactly right. Colorado College. I like our chances. Should be not bad.
Right, but you do realize every time we go on the road, they're going to put the same contraction on the scoreboard for our name now.
You're obsessed with that, just so you know.
I am.
A text says, can't afford new voter ID? I bet the same people who are whining about not being able to afford new voter ID somehow have enough dollars for cigarettes and alcohol. It's state law to have an ID on you to go into any bar, no matter what your age is. There you go. Les and Colm wanted to weigh in on this, too, on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Les, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to visit you with you a little bit about the voter ID thing. About 15 years ago, I wrote a letter to Al Jaeger regarding this situation. I worked the elections in Jamestown for many, many years. And in the past, it was always, you know, the law says you got to be 30 days, you're a resident, which that's a gray area because that's not really true because it goes farther. But the situations we were having, especially in college towns, that's where you really have the problem because is a kid like from Dickinson moving to Jamestown, is he actually a resident of North or Jamestown, or is he still a resident of Dickinson? And the other part of it was they come in and a new resident, they had a water bill. Well, the water bill showed that they were living in this place. They got the vote. We actually had a gentleman come in one time. He voted, and on his way out, ran into a buddy of his who was waiting to vote. And the guy says, well, what are you doing here? He said, you can't vote. You're a Canadian citizen. And it's like, well, water bill doesn't do you any good. You have to have a valid ID that shows where you live. You know, for example, the student, by law, they don't have to change their driver's license because they aren't residents. But yet,
why do you think this lawsuit is happening, Les? What's the motivation behind this lawsuit?
Well, again, I think they're feeling that they're being left out of the situation, which I don't agree with. Like you said earlier, there's plenty of places where you can get an ID. If you don't drive, my mother is one person who doesn't drive, but she has a state ID, shows who she is, shows where she lives. It's not a difficult process, and it's not an expensive process. So for them to use that as an excuse, that's all it is. It's an excuse.
Why do you think Democrats are? First of all, this is a get out the vote effort for them. They love to tell people they're trying to they don't want you to vote. You know they want to exclude you. And so I think that in reverse is, you know, don't take that. Get out there and vote. And, I would think then if that's truly their motivation, they'd spend time saying, you know what, we're going to do voter ID days, you know, right? We're going to have 3 months, first Monday of every month, we're going to head to get you the new voter ID. I mean, do be proactive about it. Rather than run around and tell these people are victims, I don't know why they don't say, let's fix the problem. Let's get you an ID with a current address on it. Then you can vote.
Well, it's been too easy in the past. You know, here's another example. When you're in the voting place, you have to have at least two judges, from each party.
Party, yeah.
And if somebody has a question, both judges have to help out. That way, one can't influence, you know, without the other one being there. I mean, you know, understand what I'm saying. Neither one of them can influence because the other one's standing there. But yet, every election, tons and tons of absentee ballots go to nursing homes, and nurses help fill them out. And if there's not an advantage there, you know, my idea to Mr. Jaeger was, let's have these judges take these absentee ballots to the nursing homes and help them fill it out. That way, once again, you're not having someone that's trying to persuade you to vote.
Yeah, again, I wouldn't put that on every. I wouldn't put that. My thought is I wouldn't put that on every nurse. But there is certainly
not on to a nurse. But the thing is, okay, so Grandma Jones gets her absentee ballot, and she's got her niece or nephew or cousin or sister or whatever comes in and helps her fill it out. You don't think that there's any persuasion there?
Yeah.
Our state has the most open voting policies that there is, and there's no bite to it. You know,
Les, I appreciate your call. Shared some good thoughts today. Thank you, and ask others to weigh in on this, too. At 800-228-0550 or anything on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Freedom Friday today. Tom, West Fargo, go.
Good morning. Say, just had a thought on the president that went to NDSU, went to India. He gets paid a salary, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So he wants to fly first class. That's no problem. The state, the college, let's say, only pays for a coach. He just bumps up and pays the rest himself. How would that be?
Well, it makes some sense to me.
He comes out of his pocket. He wants to fly. Hey, put a little skin in the game. And so that way everybody's happy then.
Yep, pay the difference. The only argument I can see in favor of saying, you know, hey, let them do this is that, you know, comes with the turf. You know, you're paying this person a lot of money. They need the stature, but I don't buy it. I don't at all. To me, the state.
I agree with that. Yep.
And the state right now has a policy. You don't fly anything other than coach if you want it reimbursed. That's in the university system policy. I guess they're able to get around this because this one it says business class, but, you know, he's on first class before. They need it clarified. They certainly do. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Jim in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Why can't we use our thumbprint like they did in Iraq for voters?
A little primitive, but whatever it takes.
Well, everybody's only got one fingerprint.
Yeah. But
that's one way to eliminate the dead people from voting again for the whatever.
You don't need it, Jim, if you simply say, there's my name, there's my current address, and it matches the voter rolls. You don't know it. You don't need it because once you voted, you're in the system and you can't vote again.
Well, what about these people that have got that water bills from three or four different towns or whatever, different states?
Yeah, they don't allow that anymore. They used to. You could bring utility bills in, but that's what changed, and that's part of the reason there's a lawsuit. Have they been wronged, do you think? Or is this really just about wanting the opportunity to have people vote and not necessarily have to follow those rules? Phil and Kenmare, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling in about, you were talking about Donald Trump and the candidates and all that, and I'm 52 years old, and I'm just getting to the point where I'm so tired of saying, well, yeah, but this candidate would be better than any Democrat or something like that. Where are our constitutional conservatives, the ones who know the Constitution, believe in it, and are going to defend it, and are going to start giving rights back to the states, going to start shrinking government, and I mean not just spending. Everybody just talks about spending, but this government has duplicated agency after agency at the federal level that's already being handled by the states, and those agencies need to be chopped away. This government needs to be shrunk, and no one talks about it. We need a George Washington. We need someone who is going to come in and put the state before their own political power and wants, and I don't see really anybody when you talk about the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, they're both the same animal. They both want that power. They both want that spending ability. They both want the same thing.
You have to start
looking outside of these career, you know, the talking point career politician or anything.
All right, Phil, appreciate that. Full bank of calls. Get to you next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with us, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Texter here wants to know what day was the Ted Cruz interview. Oh, man. We can find out. Would you tell me, Mr. Ravate, when you have a moment, what day that was? Wants to listen to it.
Yeah, my brain didn't go back that far.
We're flattered that you want to listen. Now, we're working on other interviews with the presidential candidates, too, so stay tuned for that. I want to, before I get back to the calls, tell you about Josh Kamen at the Hedahl's location in Williston. Been there about 10 years. Born in Williston. Moved away when he was about 8 and then moved back. And he's been in the auto parts game, working on people's cars a little bit, and this line of work for quite a few years. I mean, you know, it does. I asked him, you work on your own cars? Yeah, sure. You know, the oil jobs, the oil changes, the brake jobs, stuff like that. 81 Chevy pickup, his first car. 81 Chevy Scottsdale. Got a little hand-me-down from Dad. outside of changing oil and working on the stuff he has. Does some, you know, play some sports, has some jobs around the house. Got a honey-do list, two kids, 8 and 6, so keeps busy and really loves, like many of the folks at Heedalls, working with the customers one-on-one, finding it a bit of a challenge when you walk in the door to say, what do you need, something for a Model T? Let's go find it. We're going to find it. You know, whatever it is you're looking for, they can do it. ASE certified, General Auto Mechanics and Auto Parts. You're going to get a pro right there. Need a truck part? They're going to have it for you. Said, I love the family-owned company. You know where you stand. It's a good place to work. A lot of folks say that about Heedalls. They have it. Good folks like Josh Kemet at Williston. And the parts you need for whatever you're in search of. Stop and see them. North Dakota locations. Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, too. Lee in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, hey, everybody's talking about this first class and the price of the tickets and go to India and back. I haven't heard anybody bring up what I'm going to bring up. Now, we're paying this gentleman, the president or UND or whatever, we're paying him, what, $500,000 in wages and benefits, so his hourly rate is, what, $250 an hour? Now, we've all flown on airplanes where you're in the regular seat. You can't much as get your knee without somebody in front tilting his back, and you're now your SOL. If you can turn around and take this president and stick him in a business seat, even though it costs $8,000, you figure $250, $300 an hour, and he's able to, while he's flying, able to do his work the 10 or 12 hours in an airplane, you know, that's $3,000, $3,500 of productivity. And you turn around and you double it and you come back. This guy is working as he's traveling because the business seats are bigger. There's more room and he's got another person with him. And so you're going to pay him, you know, one way or the other. I'd rather pay him to get work done. And so that when he comes to India or wherever he's going to, he's got all his paperwork done. He's got all his reports done. He's fresh. He knows what the subject. You explain to me how anybody, as much as I've flown, can sit there and ride in the general class and get anything done.
Oh, come on. Now, Lee, you're making some sense up until that point. That somehow it's a, you know, a cattle car back in coach and you can't get it. You know how many emails I've written? You know how many presentations I've banged out on a laptop and coach? It can be done, okay? Is it a little more, you know, uncomfortable? Do you love it when you have the elbow room and you can kind of lay some papers out to your right and have this over? Certainly, I get you that, but it's not like you're incapacitated when you're in coach. But I take your point. I think your point's a good one. I mean, I think you make some sense
the problem I have is your seat to the left here, to the right here, is also filled with a person in the general, and so you don't have a way that you can turn around and on a laptop drop it down from the seat in front. All that guy in the front does is if he tilts back. Now all of a sudden the amount of air you got gets to be smaller. And so, you know, any time I've flown, I've always had somebody to the left or the right of me. I've never had a blank, an empty seat. And maybe every once in a while, daytime.
You luck out. Now, some good points. So on the price tag you're paying them and the productivity you expect from them, it's a good argument. Let's see if other folks agree with you. John in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, if the American natives want to be treated equally, what you do is that you take away their ability to go up to the state university, North Dakota State University, get free rides up there.
Huh? What you're saying is no preferential treatment for Native Americans. Scholarships.
Scholarships and car rides.
Yeah. All right. John, I hear you. I don't know that it's apples to apples, but I appreciate the opinion. Brian in Jamestown, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. What's on my mind is GOP primary and how much of an embarrassment Donald Trump is to what I call myself a conservative. You know, I called a while ago and told you about Marco Rubio, and I really thought he could bring some of the Hispanic vote over to the GOP, and it was proven the last election cycle for president that we can't win it without more people outside of the conservative base. Now, if I'm faced with Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump, I have to tell you this right now, I'm voting Bernie Sanders. It's a complete embarrassment.
You can't call yourself a conservative and say
I'm
that.
I'm feeling the burn here.
You're going to vote for a socialist? We'll see if others agree with your take on Trump coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.